I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
So I tweeted the other day that Megan had a very exciting interview coming up.
Yes. I talked to the one, the only, Andy Cohen.
Oh my God.
He was so great. As you know, we've interviewed him before for other things, but it was great to have some time with him on the podcast. And I was actually watching him on video as we were recording, and little Ben makes a cameo. Aww. And you guys will get to hear him.
Does he have a Christmas tree up?
It looked like the Watch What Happens Live background.
Oh.
I don't know if he was in the studio or he just sort of like has a watch.
Home studio. Maybe.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah. That makes a lot of sense, actually. But yeah, it was great. We talked about his new book. We talked about a lot of the stuff that's been happening over the last 2 years in terms of Housewives headlines. And plus, I had like a lot of questions coming off of the Potomac reunion Nicki Minaj. So I'm excited for you all to get to hear this interview.
Oh, my God. Let's take a listen.
So as 2021 comes to a close, who better to look back on the biggest Bravo moments than Andy Cohen himself? Thank you for joining, Andy.
My pleasure.
So, I mean, one of the biggest gifts that Bravo and Peacock fans received this year was Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. It is so different in that we're really breaking that fourth wall. Do you see the idea of being on a show becoming a bigger part of the Housewives story going forward?
We've always been resistant to the fourth wall and breaking it from early seasons of Orange County. I remember in season three or something, there was a moment where Gina and Vicky and maybe Lori went to some expo where they were appearing. I remember really pushing back on it because they were supposed to be housewives living in this gated community. And clearly the reason they were at this expo was because they were on a TV show. Those were the early days where obviously we're in a totally different moment right now. And I think you've seen us breaking the fourth wall in over the last few years with Denise Richards, and you see producers appearing. And so, and it certainly happens on reunion shows all the time. That's kind of the point of the reunion show, to bust it all open. But this is a long-winded answer of saying, when it's appropriate on the Housewives, we will do it. We don't love it still, but we will do it. And then in terms of on Ultimate Girls Trip, it was so clear that these women were getting together because we had put them together. They were from different shows. They know each other because of them all being housewives. And so we just embraced it from the start, and it made it fun. And you'll see it on Ultimate Girls Trip season two as well. You'll see them breaking the fourth wall and talking about their shows. And, you know, look, Ultimate Girls Trip is an idea that's been floating around for at least 10 years. And I always really kept saying, we will never do it. It means the show's out of gas. But we were looking for must-see content for Peacock. And this seemed like a must-see idea. And it's proven to be so. So, you know, what I don't think I foresaw all those years ago was us launching a streaming service and, you know, trying to produce programming that would compel people to check out all of our other wonderful things on the streamers. So it served everybody well, I think, including and most of all the fans.
Yeah. And I mean, we did get a similar crossover in terms of Winter House, which was so different and fun. Do you have a dream cast crossover that we haven't seen yet?
Oh, wow. Well, my dream cast crossover is also the twisted fantasy that is season two of Ultimate Girls Trip, to be honest with you. Phaedra, Vicky, Brandy Glanville, Dorinda. Wow. I mean, these are all at the Berkshires. So these are, this is a group of wildly different people. And oh, you have your hat. That's great. I'm talking to someone, Ben. You want to say hi? Say hi.
Hi.
Say
hi.
There you go. Ben wanted to say hi, everybody.
Appreciate it.
Love you, Ben. Okay. Anyway, so I think that is kind of my, now it may be just, it may be too twisted for words, we'll see. But that was really exciting for me.
I was gonna say, how nervous on a scale from 1 to 10 are you to have Brandi Glanville back on camera?
Well, I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
It's a dream come true for me personally.
Good.
You know, I think that in terms of firsts that we saw this year, you handing over the reunion hosting reins to Nicki Minaj was,
that was a big one.
Insane.
Yeah.
I mean, what were your feelings about it? Were you excited to just be watching? It was great to see the footage of you watching her sort of take over your job for a little bit.
Well, I was really tickled by it. I thought it was incredible. And it was, you know, it was incredible on two levels. First of all, we let a true super fan get in there and ask what they really wanted to ask, which is something that, I think that the viewers have been wanting for many years. And then second of all, it was Nicki Minaj, who is, you know, Nicki Minaj. So it was exciting on both, on two levels. And I loved it. I mean, I don't know, you know, who do you let do, who has the stature of Nicki Minaj that you could ever allow to do it again? I don't totally know the answer, but it was amazing. And it was surreal. And I did, and I got a real kick out of it. And I do have to say, our gimmick was that I said, I need some tequila, and she brought tequila. And that was real Denada tequila. And as she started doing the reunion, I was like, you know what? My work is done. It was 7:30 or 8 at night. And I really kind of was enjoying that tequila. And by the end, I was kind of smashed. So what can I tell you?
It's fun for you.
Yeah.
I mean, she went really hard on a lot of the ladies sitting on those couches.
Yeah,
was there anyone that you felt particularly bad for at any moment?
Yeah. I mean, there were a couple. I mean, you know, she started in on, I felt bad kind of for Ashley and Candace. I was back there like, ooh, I was, you know, but they took it. And I think part of the reason they took it was because it was Nicki Minaj. I think if you put in kind of a random person and they started going after the housewives, I have a feeling that they wouldn't be welcomed and put up with to the regard that Nicki was. You know what I mean?
Oh gosh, absolutely.
Yeah.
What has been the hardest reunion for you to host?
I think that there were some early Jersey reunions that were really, really intense with a lot of the family stuff that was happening with Teresa and her family and her and Jacqueline not getting along. And the Caroline Dina stuff. I mean, there were some early Jersey reunions that were really tough. And then there were some, you know, the early New York reunions, it was just very hard getting control of the group. And it was just very exhausting for me trying to, you know, wrangle that.
Do you think your voice has taken a permanent beating from all of these reunions and you're doing the show, Watch What Happens Live every night?
I'm trying. The answer is yes. And I am trying. It is clear to me that I scream on Watch What Happens Live. And this has been going on for 12 years, almost 13 years. And I need to get a hold of that and a handle on that. And so I actually started working on that the last couple nights. I should have worked on it sooner, but so yes, my voice needs help.
Well, we appreciate your sacrifice.
Thank you.
You know, a lot has happened in terms of Housewives' shocking headlines in the past 2 years. And I wonder, when you read these headlines about Erica Girardi, Jen Shah, are you first reacting as someone who has personally met these women, or are you reacting as an executive producer?
I usually first react just as a human being.
Yeah.
And like, oh, wow, this is terrible. Oh, my God. And then I will certainly say, how are we covering this on the show? And what are we getting and what's happening? And then you're kind of like, okay, well, this is interesting. This is very sociologically interesting.
Yeah. Do you, thinking back on like all your long career on Bravo, was there ever a headline that back in the day you were like, this is shocking, and now you're like, oh my God, this is small potatoes in comparison to what we're dealing with these days?
Oh, wow. Sure. God, let me think. Well, I think, yeah, I mean, I think that if you look at, there was a run in around 2010, maybe, where Us Magazine was covering the Housewives. There were a lot of Housewives covers, and it was Jill and Bethany's friendship is falling apart, and Dina and Caroline and Teresa, and what's gonna happen? And those were big headlines, but they were more localized. And now there's some, you know, now there are headlines that involve, you know, crimes or jail time that are much more severe.
Right. Well, I want to shift gears, as you famously say, and talk about your new book, Glitter Every Day. What made now the right time for this book?
Well, I was looking, to be totally honest, Megan, I was looking for things to do during the pandemic.
Right.
And I was also looking for another book to write. And this just seemed like a really fun I love Hoda Kotb has some really genuine, sincere quote a day books. And I was like, what if I did it and made it a tribute to women that I love? And there are certainly some Bravo people. I just opened it up to July 23rd and 24th. July 23rd is Kate Chastain, who says only terrorists and assholes order mojitos. I can keep my composure on anyone. That's my job. But in my head, I'm saying, I hate you so much. That's Kate Chastain. And on the 24th, we've got Vicki Gunvalson saying, I leaked. I'm going to own it. I'm not going to lie about it. I did it just a little bit, whatever. I don't care. Tell me none of you have ever leaked. Everyone has leaked one time in their life.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes. So there are people we love from the Bravo universe scattered throughout this, along with great women in history like Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Maxine Waters. So it's all over the map.
I mean, this is a very hard question, but which Real Housewife do you think is the most quotable?
That's impossible. It really is. I mean, you know, it really is. I mean, because you're looking at Bethany Frankel and just from New York alone, there are so many, by the way.
Well, whether it's in the book or not, is there a particular quote that you sort of live by or that you come back to time and time again?
You know, my friend Liza, who's in there, who's just a great friend of mine, Liza Persky, she always says, when you're a hammer, everything's a nail. And you know what? That actually really, if you think, you know, I deal with a lot of aggressive people in my life, and some of them are hammers. And when you look at things that way, it kind of helps put things in perspective.
That's amazing. Final question. Everyone is talking about Real Housewives of Dubai. Is there anything you can tell us?
You know, there really isn't, unfortunately. I keep waiting for the cast to leak because I'm not allowed to say anything about who's on it. But I will say that we've begun shooting. It's going great. It's different from everything else that's on Bravo, yet it's in the Housewives family, so it will feel familiar. And I just think everybody's going to love it.
Can't wait. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at bravotv.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the-